Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Have you seen those twins on the...
Who died? The one died?
No.
Okay.
What's this one?
It's the one where it's like there was two twins and they were like had this freaky language and then they just kept, got into heaps of mischief and I think burnt stuff down, like full like wacko. And they went into like juvie and stuff and they went into like care and all this sort of thing. And then they decided between them that one of them should die so the other one can live a normal life. And then the people were like, well, no, let's not do that. And then like a couple of weeks later, one of them died from this crazy rare heart condition that was not detected before. And then she died. And the other one just became normal. Freaky.
That is freaky.
Was that a Jackson Bailey Spooks America?
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah. Do you know they released that podcast 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off? Isn't that the most insane thing you've ever heard?
So it's like, what
it's
they do
no
two...
podcast, no podcast, podcast, podcast. Yeah. No podcast, no podcast, podcast, podcast.
Isn't just that crazy? Save it for another week.
I don't know. Yeah. It's crazy to me.
Do it fortnightly. Yeah. What?
I know. That's what I was saying.
No podcast, no podcast. That's really, it is pretty cool. It's like a drum beat.
That's not right.
Do, do. Do, do.
Yeah.
I meant the other twins, the ones in Australia that are living their twin life very, very publicly.
Oh, the most identical twins?
The most identical twins. Yeah. They're trying to be the most identical twins. So, like, every single thing that is done to them, they make sure it's done to both of them. So they share a boyfriend.
Right.
When they go and
that
get
seems
a,
fair.
When they go to get a haircut, they're like, you have to do the same amount of, like, brush strokes on the hair as, like, each other. You have to cut, like, one at a time, like, exactly, like, tit for tat. They finish each other's sentences, but it's not really in a psychic way. You can tell
it's like waiting,
really
like...
trying to do it.
That's funny.
It is very funny, but yeah, they share a boyfriend, and literally everything is the same. Every single thing that happens to them, they eat the same meals, they dress wear the same clothes.
But they do that. But then it's like, but then they kind of break their own rules. Like the idea of having one boyfriend doesn't quite fit the same thing as like snipping the hair like this and yeah. snipping the hair like that.
Well, it kind of
like...
does if they one pump, one pump, one pump.
I know, but it's. I think, but then also like you're having sex with one of them, and then she's like, you know, 35 years old, 2 months and 3 minutes or whatever, and then yep. the other one's having sex at 35 years old, 2 months and 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. Well, no, that would work if you could get the timing right. So one pump, wait 7 minutes, one pump.
Wait, one 7 minutes. Pump, that's, wait 7 minutes. That's like one a really pump. Good trick for holding back orgasm.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go for hours like that. Awful.
You just got to find yourself a set of twins.
Yeah. A set of fucked up twins.
They got to be weird.
Yeah. And you could ruin your whole day by having the worst sex of your life.
Oh, God. Should we start this podcast?
Yeah.
Cass, you want to go?
We wasted all this good stuff on, on just enjoying each other's company.
Maybe I'll put it in. We'll see.
All right.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass. Hayden's here.
Hello.
And today we're joined by the immaculate ATB.
Yabba dabba doo.
Is that your new catchphrase?
It is, yeah. By the way, I want to start by saying that AI is good. I've told.
We love AI. We're pro AI podcast. Anti creative.
That's the official stand.
That's what we stand for, and I stand by it.
Yeah. No. I've heard that there's backlash against Ben Russell saying that there was.
It was a little bit on the Discord. I don't check the Discord,
You should.
Because of things like this?
Yeah.
Was there someone on the Reddit as well?
I don't know. I don't check that either.
Well, you need somebody on your side who checks these kinds of things. If you want me to be your
you'd be
your
my checker, inside man.
Could I be your man on the inside?
Yeah, downvote all the mean things people say about
That's a great idea.
Now,
I will say.
Which I assume there is lots of.
It would be really great to employ you for that, but could we just get an AI to do it?
Oh, yeah, done. Great. Another thing AI solves.
Yeah. I mean, AI does bum me out a little bit, but I am pro backlash.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
AI does bum me out a lot, but I think there's going to be a brief window where it's going to write emails for everyone.
Yeah.
And then it'll go to shit.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the 6-month window where I don't have to write emails might be worth it.
I'm really excited for when AI kicks in and it's like, oh, you can pretty much write anything with AI. And then people mentally also check out of reading anything. So then communication doesn't really mean anything for about the 6 months. Like, I'm excited for people to write all their stuff with AI and then to...
And then it gets received by AI?
Exactly.
And like, puts it into digestible chunks?
Well, at the moment, I am pro...
We should just be IMing each other. Why are we bothering?
Yeah.
Just get me on, like, Facebook Messenger. What up?
My AI will talk to your AI, and then eventually something, I'll get a text message that says, you are having dinner with Hayden at Thursday, 6 p.m. And I'll be like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
We didn't even have to, now I get to like have the one-on-one FaceTime and I don't need to do the mucking about.
Yeah, because we always email each other when we go out to dinner, me and Cass.
Yeah, we send each other emails. We put the full signature in there.
In reality, the plans are, hey, I've just invented this thing where I put a burger in the air fryer. Want to come over and check it out? And I go, hell yes.
That's cool. You start putting burgers in air fryers?
Oh, yeah. If you put a cheeseburger in the fridge overnight, or just till it gets cold, and then air fry it. It
goes crispy.
Yeah, the inside's still...
It's like a cake. Or a pie or something. Yeah, it's not like any of those things. I don't know what I'm talking about. Don't listen to me.
It's a new thing.
It's still a burger. Like, the inside's all like soft and gooey because you've got like the soft bun, the soft cheese, the soft burger.
Yeah.
But the outside develops a really thin, crisp shell. Yeah, so as you bite into it, it's a crunch. You can knock on it like a door.
Wait, do you have to like batter it or anything like
that?
Or?
It's an air fryer. Well, it's a McDonald's cheeseburger. It's already covered in its own goo.
Sure.
Yeah. It's covered in its own. It kind of is, yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much sugar in the bun. I'm assuming.
Oh, caramelize it? Yeah. Very pro.
Look, that sounds like a really great thing.
AI
I've heard about military men just buying those burgers. This is not using air fryers in any regard, but they buy those burgers and they just pack them in a Ziploc bag and put them in their backpacks, and apparently it'll last like 3 months.
Those things do not rot. It's cool.
Yeah. It is cool. Isn't it?
And today's topic is CDs and DVDs.
Which they don't rot that much, CDs and DVDs.
I feel like they kind of do, don't they? Don't they decay and go weird? I feel like I've seen a CD go like foggy or something, and then you can't read it.
Was it in dirt?
I don't know.
Is it like sort of cloudy, like Cosby's eye?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Which part of the DVD is the part that you read, or CD?
I think it's the
mirrory bit underneath, right?
Is it the whole thing? I thought it was just the ring, the middle ring.
I thought the ring is the only bit that you can touch and put your fingerprints all over.
I've been doing the opposite.
Oh,
not that I handle CDs or DVDs very often anymore, but...
Yeah, because the shiny bit.
You press the button in the middle, like, you know, the sort of like the springy button.
That's true. Yeah.
So that you can grab the edges like that. And then, because it's when you scratch the actual CD thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing.
Right.
Wait, what year were you born?
I was born in 1997.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, look, you don't have an excuse, but...
No.
Oh, are you younger? No.
No.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
No, I just look smaller.
That's right.
Not younger.
Mm. Yeah.
I remember, I think we had a friend, a younger child, come over to play at our house once. And I'm pretty sure what happened is that she picked up one of the rocks from my cool-looking rock collection, fair game, and just scratched the crap out of one of my Britney Spears CDs. Again, would have been fun.
Wait, what? When was this? Was this recently?
No, this was when I was like 7.
Okay, right.
Yeah, like, as like a young kid being like, I see a rock and a shiny thing, and we've all been there.
Was it a single or was it like a full album?
It was an album.
Oh my gosh, all right.
I replaced it.
Yeah. CDs are back, by the way. They're coming back.
Yeah.
I'm calling it. And also, so is everyone else. But you heard it here first.
No, but you think that they're actually going
to... Well, I read a stat before. Let me read it for you. And you'll read this, you'll hear this, and you'll think, Wow, CDs are back.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so 2021 saw a 50% jump in sales from 2020, making it the first time CD sales had increased at all since 2004.
Wow. But it's gone down pretty low for, in order to, you know, it's like when you buy like a stock when it's like crashed 99% and you go, oh, it's gone up 5%.
Yeah. Or you're like, whoa, it doubled in price. Yeah. 2 cents. Yeah.
And apparently all of 25% of sales, or maybe it's listings, which is not the same thing, but 25% of listings on Discogs, you know that website?
It's like yeah.
a music website. Usually you buy vinyl from there. Mm. 25% of listings are CDs.
Ooh.
CDs are back.
Yeah. I'm actually hoping that this is true because I, when I was younger, bought a limited edition CD, DVD, vinyl, big pack thing that has like a limited edition puzzle and stuff in it and like a lyric book that's got collages in it. And at the time, I only had a CD player.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be bothered watching a making of DVD. Why would I care?
Sure.
So didn't open any part of it aside from using the CD.
Pretty much sealed, except for the fact that it isn't.
Yes, it is not sealed, but that would, you'd only know by looking at it.
Yeah, yeah. So you think that, are you excited about resale value or?
Yeah, well, I recently got it back from Hayden because Hayden's had a vinyl player, so I just gave it to him and he's like, oh.
And I also never played it.
Yeah, he's like,
it's a Panic at the Disco album.
It's like their second album or something.
Sure.
And he was like, you can have this back. And then I was like, I'll just keep it in the cupboard. Yeah. And then Joel Dusha said, that could be worth money. And I said, how? And then he looked it up on Discogs and said, I think it's worth like $300.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But what's happened is I don't know where I put the CD.
Well, that's right. You took the CDs out of it and replaced it with a different CD.
Yeah. Well, the DVD's still in there because I've never touched it in my life. Mm. But the CD has been replaced with yet another music DVD I never watched from a different band.
Cool.
So now me and my mum are on a mad hunt to find this CD that is definitely...
Oh, it'll be in just a random case somewhere.
It's in someone's random case and we just listen to it in her car heaps.
Yeah.
That was the one downfall of the DVD setup is that, you know, you take one out and then you take it, you know, as you're putting another one into the DVD player, you just take that DVD and just put it in whatever case you were another DVD out of and then you just throw it in the pile.
What you need is like a little DVD shaped bit, like the inside of a DVD case on top of the DVD player or CD player.
That's a great idea.
It's like a no man's land. So you put that there for the meantime, get the other one loaded in, then you figure out where the other CD case is and stuff.
Yeah.
A little transfer station.
Yeah, or like a little.
I should
patent this idea because CDs are coming back.
Well, if CDs are coming back, then maybe DVDs will come back.
I think so. I think just owned media is coming back because everything gets taken off streaming and stuff.
Because you know what stinks. I was going to say, you know what would happen if DVDs came back?
What?
Is that we might not need all the superhero movies as much anymore. Because one of the reasons why we just have such big blockbuster movies all the time is because the DVD market fell away.
Yeah.
And that was a second way of bringing in money for a film.
A lot of those not B-grade, but like those like mid-budget comedies, your Paul Rudd vehicles and stuff, and yeah, whatever Matt Damon was doing that wasn't the big blockbusters.
That's right.
Like they'd make...
Oh, he's one for me.
He's one for me, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't make that much at the box office, but it would make like an equal amount in DVD sales because the nanas would watch it.
Yeah.
And so you make the budget back from DVDs. That's why those movies don't really exist anymore.
Yeah, the Damon heads. And so now everything has to be a spectacle.
Yeah.
I want the one for me's.
Yeah.
I want the one for me's.
I want more one for me's. I think maybe the one for me's now have to become like little like $100,000 movies or whatever that
like
they make.
Teeny tiny.
Yeah, and that they can just make the money on video on demand or something like that and just cover it. But then, you know, is Damon going to do something for nothing? Is he going to do almost, you know, like for like 50
grand?
He's got
money.
It's really got to be for him.
It's really got to be for him.
But at that point, if you've got that much money that you could do a one for me, you could do a one for me for you.
That's true.
You don't have to show anyone.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you reckon We Bought a Zoo was one for him? Or was that one for us?
Yeah, it didn't feel like it was for anybody, did it?
Yeah. Hmm. I think there's another. Oh, no. The one for you is, that's the money one, right?
No. So the one for, like, so you have one for them, one for me. So one for them is like you sell out, you make this piece of shit, but you get paid.
Yeah.
So you can, like, you know, look after your family, buy a house and stuff. And the one for me is like it's creatively thrilling and it's cool and I like being a part of it, but there's probably not much money in it, but it fulfills me.
Surely the We Bought a Zoo is a one for them. It's not for Matt Damon.
It just feels like he's like who was paying him big money to make this?
Like,
you just, it's, you read the title and that's the movie.
Yeah.
Hey, they bought a zoo. You read this?
I know. I can't even imagine what kind of arc anybody of the characters underwent in that movie.
That is a movie that I think about not irregularly, right? Like, so it pops into my brain a bit. I've never seen it.
No, me neither. No. Like, what is your guess as to what happens?
My guess in We Bought a Zoo is pretty much what would happen if I were to tell you, Alice at Trombley Virtual, about someone I knew who bought a zoo. So can I
it's
have
a go? True story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually know someone who bought a zoo.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was like really hard to get it going, obviously, because they'd never owned a zoo before.
Sure, yeah.
But like, yeah, no, it's going well. That's my guess of the plot of We Bought a Zoo.
Yeah. Yeah, it started off rocky, but then they figured it out, and they grew closer together as a family.
Yeah, I'd probably chuck, if I got more knowledge, I'd probably be like, oh, you know, did you know that it's really hard to get a license for a big cat, even if your owner's... Like, there'd be some niche bit of like, whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You come away knowing a fact about owning and managing a zoo.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe they ever, like, maybe if they had to go out into the wild and catch the animals, you know, that would have been fun.
Wow, we bought and stocked a zoo. Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe it would have been interesting if the dad was like having a manic episode and that's when he bought a zoo.
Oh.
But then I think it would have been called He Bought a Zoo.
Well, I think, didn't Matt Damon.
Dad bought a zoo.
Yeah, dad bought a zoo.
I believe from the trailer, if I remember this, that Matt Damon was unaware that they bought a zoo. And then he was at the house and he was like, yeah, good job buying this house, like the wife and the kid. And they're like, yeah, it looks pretty good. Happy with this purchase. I was away working, I assume. And then the elephant goes, brr! And then Matt Damon's like, what the heck was that? And the kid goes, we bought a zoo. And he goes, you bought a what? I think that's how it goes, maybe.
Okay, so my story would then be updated like, oh my God, I know this.
He bought a zoo, didn't even realize it.
Yeah, no. So
until an elephant went, blah.
Yeah, his wife was like, I'll buy a house. And then it was big blah.
Yeah,
but then, and the kid gave it away. But that was like the wife's plan because he could get angry at the kid.
Yeah. So is it that she's lying? She's lying to him?
She must have been, right?
Yeah.
You can't buy a zoo and not realize.
No,
you'd be trying to sign it and be like, blah.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Unless they got tricked into buying a zoo.
Yeah, because they like, is the front of the house some big admission? It's like, oh, zoo entry here.
It's like polystyrene rocks and stuff.
Yeah, so he's like walking into his new home. Yeah. And he's like, wow, honey, you've done a great job. I've been so busy with work or whatever. I had to pay to get into my own home. Yeah. Yeah. Any news?
Also, who's that lady at that desk? She's nice. But she did mug me. So. Fuck. Do you remember what the first CD or DVD you bought was, Al?
I think I got MC Mario, right? Which was like a compilation thing for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Is it Mario rapping?
No. It has nothing to do with Super Mario.
Oh.
It was like I was living in Canada. Mm-hmm. It was Christmas time. The CD was green. It had MC Mario and it had boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say. Hey,
way-o.
Way-o. Way-o. Yeah. Yeah. So that was around that at time. And I don't remember almost any other song, I don't think, on that on that CD. But it must have been like a 100% hits or kind of style CD. But I don't know who MC Mario was. Was he?
Sorry, I just looked at the computer. And
I also saw you looked in. I thought maybe there's a window there.
There's
and
no window.
You guys
MC
are like somebody's like,
behind
yeah, just making sure the pod's still getting recorded. That's okay.
MC Mario's not behind me, is he?
He's right behind me.
So I have no idea who MC Mario is.
Yeah.
And he may be involved with the Boom 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 song, or maybe he's just a DJ. He could have been a radio DJ.
Oh, yeah.
And he would put out a compilation thing.
Oh, yeah. Thing, okay. Could be. Yeah.
So it's like his mix for Christmas.
My mix.
Yeah, but it wasn't a Christmas CD. It was just
around
I got it for Christmas as a gift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like if somebody gives you a bread maker and you go, oh, my God, a Christmas bread maker. Like that. It's not like a Christmas-themed bread maker. It was just
a CD.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So this will make Christmas bread? You know, no, it just is Christmas today. Not everything
right.
about
it's
this.
It's a shame I can only use it in December, but...
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Do you remember the first DVD we got, Hayden?
That we got?
Yeah.
No.
It was Inspector Gadget.
Was it really?
That was the first DVD we ever got.
I remember thrashing that DVD. I don't remember it was the first one, though.
Who? The live action one?
Yeah.
Live action one.
With Matthew Broderick.
Whoa.
Was that just after he killed a guy?
Oh, it would have been ages after he killed a guy.
When did he kill a guy? Oh. I thought
maybe in the '80s.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was like,
I thought it was not that long ago.
No, it was a while ago.
Was it before he got famous?
No, he'd done the really famous one.
For Bueller.
Yeah.
Bueller. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, he's young in that. Mm.
But a fun thing about the DVDs back in the day, our DVD wasn't working and we had to like have a DIY at home fix for the DVD because when they first started manufacturing them, the inside ring, like where you put on the disc, if it wasn't completely smooth, it wouldn't play. And some of them DVDs were being manufactured and they were clearly just being printed wrong. They hadn't figured it out yet. They were like, oh, the important thing is the, you know, the shiny bit.
Yeah.
So we had to sand the inside of the DVD so it would play.
Whoa, I didn't remember
then
that.
Then you
got
to make sure not to sand the other bit.
Yeah. No, not that bit.
So the plastic bit.
Yeah, the plastic bit.
Oh, cool.
I can't remember. I think we either took it back or they told us to sand it, or maybe we took it back and they sanded it or something.
Little notches? Did it have little notches?
You know, it just wasn't smooth on the inside, so that it wouldn't
be smooth.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought it kind of like locks it in place and then spins it. Do you think that's how it works?
I mean, it's plastic, so it kind of pops in, but
yeah, it depends.
Yeah, it must lock in somehow.
Because I thought it was kind of like a thing kind of goes up
quick,
goes up through it, goes up and holds it down like that, and then goes and then starts to spin. Maybe that's just my theory.
Yeah,
so maybe
it
couldn't
could,
fit.
It'd be something similar.
Maybe if it, like they didn't have a big enough hole because it wasn't smooth.
Yeah, freaked
maybe.
Out.
Yeah,
that's
hey,
wild.
Do you know what? I was also 8 at the time. So
no. I mean,
my memory's wonky.
No. I'm not even claiming that you're wrong. I'm just trying to figure out what the method was.
Well, do you
want to
know some CD facts?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
I want a CD facts.
I don't know if I am ready for CD
facts. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Bags.
So, I googled CDs, how do they work? And then, and this will make perfect sense to you, ATB, because you're an engineer. A certificate.
Everything.
Wait, what? Okay, wait. Sorry.
A certificate.
I think I'm looking at the wrong thing.
So did you just
okay.
look up CDs and then just click the link and then look away?
Here's what I have. How do CDs work? Definition and explanation. A certificate of deposit, CD, is a time deposit account that pays a fixed interest rate over a period of time.
Okay.
I think I'm looking at the wrong CD.
I mean, you didn't.
I swear I had it before.
What is a certificate deposit, though?
I just told you.
Yeah.
I just told you. Why would but CDs are back?
Do you ever hear that thing about CDs where they're like, if it's really scratched, you could put toothpaste on it?
I was gonna, yeah.
And then they were like, you put toothpaste on it, and then they kind of clear. I never made sense that could work. And then they would like clean off the toothpaste, and somehow the
apparently fills in the gaps.
Fills
or
in
something.
The gaps, but how could it fix like the data that was in there? That was like the ones and the zeros or whatever. That was like,
yeah. Is the data? Yeah, where's the data? Can you tell us?
Well, you want to hear. Okay, this is the article I found before I had to re-Google it because I Googled something else. Anyway, a CD works by focusing a 780 nanometer wavelength semiconductor laser onto a single track of the disc.
Whoa.
As the disc rotates, the laser beam measures the difference in the way light is reflected off the polycarbonate layer on the bottom of the disc, converting it to sound. And I assume it's a similar thing to DVDs.
Yeah.
So it works in the same way that a record works.
Yeah, but with light and refracted light instead of a needle onto
and,
vibration.
And,
but it's still
and data instead of like, so it's, and you're getting data, so it's got to be digital instead of like, because the record, it's actually like analog. So it's like, you can, the needle will vibrate at the rate that the sound makes, whatever like that.
Have you ever played, you can play with the new, is it polycarbonate, new $5 notes. You can, if you hold it in sort of, you tense it a bit, you can dunk the corner of a $5 note into the record player and it'll play through the clear bit. And so you can listen to a record on the $5 note. It's cool.
Wait, wait, as in like there's sound that they inscribed into the $5 note window?
No.
Or you can...
So you get a record. You put it on a record player. Instead of putting the needle on the record, you can put a, like you hold a $5 note in a certain way so it's kind of like tense and upright, and you put the corner in as it's spinning, and that acts as a needle, and it vibrates through the $5 note. You can hear the music through the $5 note.
Whoa. That's really cool.
It is really cool. Yeah. Love doing that.
What about those ones, those headphones where you like they vibrate your bones?
Oh yeah, have you ever used one of them?
Yeah, I use them, and you can like press it up against your like your skull, like your forehead skull, and like that, and you can just still hear it, and you're like, oh, this is weird.
Can
this
other people hear it?
I think you can hear like little bits off, like coming off, but mostly like you're feeling it, like your head is making the sound now.
Yeah, because it vibrates in your skull, and then that would rotate. You know that little bone that goes blah 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 blah.
The snail?
Yeah, the snail.
Yeah.
Well, the bone that hits the snail.
Yeah, the bone that hits the snail.
Okay,
yeah.
So, ow.
And so, because initially it was pitched to my friend who bought it as like, you could ride around on your bike and still have your ears open to the world and be getting listening to the sound.
How does that? I guess you can still hear everything.
Yeah, because it's like at least there's nothing, there's no thing blocking your ears.
Yeah. It's like having two ears.
Oh, and it wouldn't get mucky either from all the ear muck.
It's true, yeah.
Is it?
You could just tape it to your forehead.
Oh, yeah.
Is it better for your hearing?
I have no idea. Yeah.
No, because you can still potentially damage your hearing because it still is going through your auditory system. Mm. It's not like just like skipping. It's not just going straight to your brain. So if you had it really loud, the vibrations could still break your... Oh, actually, because it wouldn't be sound. No, it would be sound pressure. Or would it be sound pressure?
It's not. Yeah, it's not like air pressure.
Yeah, it's
pressure.
Not air pressure. It's ooh, like, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it is safer, but
if
I don't know.
Tell me.
Okay. Put on the Discord that we don't check.
I will be
checking. You can tag me in the Discord. I'll get a tag.
Yeah.
Checking if you don't.
Also, just while we're on it, I'm not the only one that edits these things, so don't tag me when something's broken. It just so happens that all the times you've tagged me when something's broken with the feed, it has been my fault, but it's not just me that does it.
Maybe
you
they
can tag me. I might be able to fix it.
Maybe they tag you because they know that you can be careless.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, they've been right so far, so I shouldn't
maybe,
really.
Maybe they tag you because they know you're becoming an audio engineer.
That's true, and I really shouldn't have to upload a podcast.
Well, you'll be able to fix it. If something's, I can follow the steps. I don't know what I'm doing.
I put the steps out the window. I make the rules. And then stuff
I'm
fucks up and I'm like,
audio.
Huh? What?
Why?
Do you remember the first CD you ever bought, Cass?
Ooh, it was either Ashley Simpson's La La single or it was Ass Like That by Eminem, the single, and I cannot remember which one it was.
You definitely had Ass Like That on CD.
Ass Like That?
You know that Eminem song?
No.
The way you shake it. I can't believe it. I ain't never seen an ass like that.
He's a puppet?
Blah,
he's
blah,
a muppet?
Blah, 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 blah,
and he goes, bye, bye, bye.
No, he goes, ba-doing.
I was just trying to do the NSYNC thing.
Oh,
they were puppets as well.
He was a muppet, not a puppet. In the video clip, he was a muppet.
Oh, it was a muppet.
Or hand puppet,
oh,
I guess.
Right.
It looked more muppety.
Muppet has to be officially a Jim Henson creation.
Sorry, he was not sanctioned by Jim Henson to do that.
He was a faux muppet.
Really?
Muppet vibe.
They do make faux Muppets now, don't they? You can just buy them online.
Yeah, you can just buy.
I mean, I guess so.
Fabric Muppet.
It's just fabric in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've seen people
cotton?
Who've.
What do you feel?
Is it you who has? No.
You could be.
There might have been one at the studio that somebody made for the Do Go On people.
That's the one. I've seen the Do Go On Muppets.
Right. Yeah. You could be Muppeted, I think, ATV.
You think so?
I think you've got the features that would translate to being a Muppet.
I think you could be Muppeted.
That's actually quite nice. Cass, I'm sorry, I don't think you could.
I don't think I have anything.
You haven't got anything going on in your face.
I do. Actually, I think that there's already quite a few Muppets that remind me of you.
Miss Piggy for one.
No! Hey-o!
I did get told.
Doing. Bringing it back.
What was that thing where somebody posted? It was like an interview. It was two actors. It was the lady from White Lotus.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge. And some thin guy. and they were two actors kind of going, I can't remember. Oh, it might have, I don't think it was him, but it could have been, let's say it was an actor that looked like the guy from The Bear.
Oh yeah. Right? I don't know his name, but Lip from Thingy, and he's in The Bear, yeah.
Yeah, it could have been him. It may have not have
but
been.
But that guy.
They were interviewing, Timothée Chalamet type.
Yeah, they were interviewing each other, and they're telling about how attractive they both thought that they were, and then somebody tweeted that this is the human version of Miss Piggy and Kermit. And it was so right on. And
that's
I'm like,
very
oh,
funny.
It's perfect.
I've been told I move like a Muppet before.
You do move like a Muppet, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think I have any interesting features. Like, you could just cut a square of felt to look like my hair, and that would be enough.
Yeah.
That's all you could do. It would look like every other person who looks like me.
You got a nose ring. Oh, that took me way too long to say.
No.
The whole time I was saying, I'm like, man, I really should be saying nose. And I'm saying noise.
And I go, noise. Anyway. What happens when you become a sound engineer?
Yeah.
He's engineering new sounds.
You do have a nose ring. That's
pretty unique. Oh, yep.
Okay, well, all right.
Do you know what? I forget I have a nose ring all the time.
I also forget you have a nose ring.
Yeah.
My partner also has a nose ring. I always forget that it blends into your face so well. I think that's a good thing if you forget.
Yeah.
Because if you notice it all the time, it probably doesn't look very good.
Do you ever have to do any stuff where the air comes out of it?
Where the air comes out
you
of
know,
it?
Like, you
do
know,
I ever have to tend to the hole?
Yeah, tend
oh,
to the
yeah.
hole.
Do you, if you have a nose ring, and you know how you have to unblock your ears where you sort of block your nose and blow a little bit, does the air come out of your nose hole?
Yeah.
I'll try.
Oh, gross. Ew.
I don't think it is. Like I can still block my ears. Like I can still do the thing.
Yeah. If you lick your finger first,
you'll
be more
like,
sensitive.
Maybe
to
if
the,
you're like your plane is being sucked into a like a giant magnet or something like that.
Yeah.
And so your ring gets pulled out first because still seat belted.
Yep.
It's pulled out and then you're changing pressure really quickly because you're getting sucked towards this gigantic magnet.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly the holes open because the ring's out.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, quick, I got to save my ears. And you go like this. Yeah, like that. And then nothing but, you know, air and
I'm
snot just starts
side.
Like that. Yeah. And the person next to you, they're already having a bad enough day.
Oh, no.
And then it's just got, like, you know, little stringies.
Ew.
It
didn't work, by the way.
It didn't work? No. You couldn't get air out of your third nose hole?
No, well, there's a ring in it.
It's not airtight, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, it's ring tight.
It's ring tight.
Okay.
I mean, no air came out of it I could feel.
That's surprising. I would have thought a little bit would have came out. I used to know a guy that could make air come out of his eye hole.
Wow.
Like he would do that thing where you hold your nose and then he could make a little whistling sound come out of his eye
socket.
That's impressive.
Well, it wasn't a whistle. It was more like a...
Like a little farty sound.
No, it wasn't quite as farty as what I did. It was like a... It was a bit farty.
Yeah, it was a little bit farty. Could he play like a brass instrument with his eye?
No, he couldn't. But I kept trying to get him to like, guy, you've got the gift. You got to snort milk up there and shoot milk from your eyes like those guys from the Guinness Book of World Records.
It's true, yeah.
Because that's what they do. You've already got it.
It's one of the few uses for that.
Yeah, I think that's it.
To get world records.
Or to freak people out of primary school, which is what he did.
Yeah. What about people who could gleek in high school?
What
did you
is
have people
gleeking?
Who could gleek?
What's that?
You know, it's like this weird like thing where you kind of open your mouth, you kind of push your tongue in a weird way and like a little jet of saliva can come out.
Oh!
I've only ever been able to do that on accident.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I thought that
is
doing
it come
that,
out of your... Sorry, no, go.
I thought that what that was, every time I've done it by accident, is just you lift your tongue up at the exact same time your saliva ducts go off.
Yeah, I thought it was like, how do you do that on purpose?
People can. I know people could. I just would see them move their tongue in a weird way and I could never understood how they do it, but it was like it was very impressive, and they could almost like get like a little jet with a little enough misting in there that I reckon they could have got like a spit rainbow.
Oh wow, that's cool!
Oh my god!
You know, I mean, look, I didn't work you know with a lot of good light and stuff like that, but I think it would have been possible maybe if you got enough of them
in a row
doing it. Yeah.
Do you reckon now that kids have iPads all the time that they're not spending time learning how to gleek? And
does
similar things,
yeah.
You know? What skills are we? We're losing these skills.
But we're gaining new ones.
Mm.
They're going to learn all those iPad skills. I spent so much time as a kid practicing faces.
What kind of faces?
All of them. Like, I was told I couldn't. I think it all stems from I can't whistle. And I've never been able to whistle.
So you need a thing.
I needed
can
to try
click?
And do. Yeah. I have needed to try and do every other thing.
I can also click.
But you can also whistle.
Yes, I can.
But oh, you know, you whistle weird. Whistles.
Yeah, I can do it.
You whistle with your teeth, with your lips open, and your teeth.
Yeah.
How do you do?
Alistair can. Oh, what's it called?
Cry like a baby.
Yeah, go on. Oh. You can cry like a baby. That's so gross.
You would. Have you ever done that in a supermarket or something? Because it would like, it would make new mothers. Like it would do something to their brain.
Yeah, it's
I'm lactating
it
now.
It does stress people out.
That's the one. It is distressing to hear that.
Yeah, it affects you in a very primal way.
When did you first learn to cry like a baby? Is that a thing that you would do as a kid because you were bored, or was that an adult Alistair?
I've watched a documentary called
How to Cry Like a Baby.
Heckler.
Yep.
With Jamie, you know the guy who played the son of the mask, Jamie Kennedy?
Oh, yeah.
At some point in there, somebody cries like a baby, and then my housemate goes, that's actually really easy, and he goes like this. And I went, oh, yeah? And he's like, just pinch the back of your throat, and I go, and just got it straight away.
Let me try. My God.
All right, let me try. Let me try. Wait. Oh. Is that it?
It's really close.
I taste blood.
I think you've done the right thing to your throat.
Like, oh, that's a weird thing to do to your throat.
You just wanted to talk like this. Like this little bit.
Oh, you're doing a bit. That's fucked.
That's so disturbing.
Anyway, so yeah, I can whistle too.
But the way you whistle, what's the thing with when you have a puppet and you don't talk?
Oh, ventriloquist.
Yeah, you ventriloquist whistle.
Oh, I can ventriloquist whistle.
Yeah. Unfortunately, puppets don't usually have lips you can purse, yeah. So you can't make it look like
I know, but I can make the first one that does. You know, like I have a proper like flesh puppet.
Yeah.
You know, like, give it a sphincter.
Yeah.
You could put, because you know, you usually do top and bottom jaw with your hands. Mm. Thumb is bottom jaw, four fingers, top jaw.
Yeah.
Two middle fingers, top jaw, then your index finger and your pinky become the cheeks.
Yeah.
And so you can purse your lips like that. Yeah. We're onto something here.
Yeah, let's think about it. Flesh ventriloquist.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it needs to be made of
flesh. It needs to be full flesh.
It needs to be full flesh or I walk.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us the history of CDs and DVDs?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you about the first ones they made.
Yeah, go on. What was the first ever one? I guess you're about to say.
Yeah. So the first.
But it's more conversational this way. What is the first CD and DVD ever made?
The first.
Yes. Go ahead. When you're ready. Let me know. Okay, no, I'll stop now.
It was actually Billy Joel's 52nd Street.
Oh, I think I knew that actually. So that was worthless.
I think you once told me a CD fact like this because of the when we podcast, sometimes it says, should you do 44.5 hertz or whatever of frequency? And you're like, that's a thing they only made up for CDs and it's not used for anything else and it's a pain in the ass.
That's true.
Say that now.
Okay, so this is kind of nerdy. So just hammer that skip 30 button if you're not a nerd. When you record in an audio program, it says you want to record in like 44.1 or 48 samples, right?
Yep.
So 48 was like what we wanted. You're like 48,000. I think it means, oh boy, I might be fucking this up. But basically every second there's 48,000 like snippets of audio.
Sure.
Right? So there's all these little tiny snippets of audio. But on CDs, if it was 48, then they wouldn't be able to fit that much music into it. And so all the classical music people were like, that's not long enough. We want more music. You can't even fit Mozart on there. Mozart's fifth or whatever. There was some specific piece they couldn't fit on a single CD if they did it that. So they were like, okay, we'll make it 44.1, which is a strange number, makes no sense. So it's slightly lower quality so you can fit more minutes on a CD to please the classical people.
Ah.
So that's why. So 40, if you're ever recording anything and it's not going to CD, 48K.
Yeah, and if it is going to CD and it's not Mozart, a piece of Mozart's stuff, you could probably still just go 48.
I've never put anything on a CD. I'm assuming the CD people will do that for you. Just record in 48.
The CD man.
The CD people will resample it or something, I imagine.
They will fix that. It is their job.
Yeah, because CDs are back.
I remember when CDs came in and it was a magical time. People were like, listen to the quality. Oh my God. Like, because I guess everybody was using tapes really mostly.
Yeah, tapes are terrible.
Yeah.
Magnets. Eh? Tapes is magnets.
Tapes is all magnets?
Yeah. Oh, well, actually, the next episode we're doing with you, ATB, in a few weeks.
In a few weeks.
We'll have to get you back. Is going to be tapes.
I'd love to come back in a few weeks' time.
Oh, we'd love to have you in a few weeks.
God, it's a shame we can't do it while I'm here.
I know, but that's okay.
It's okay, yeah.
Well, we're really on a very inefficient setup here.
That's okay.
We were on a loose ship.
Was that your fact, Billy Joel?
Yeah, and it was sold with the CD player. So you bought a CD player, and you got Billy Joel's 52nd Street with it.
There you go.
Yeah, and
No, I was just going to say, that's cool. It's kind of like how, you know, Mario would come with the Nintendo.
Yeah, or GTA San Andreas came with the PS2.
Oh, really?
Actually, I don't know if that did go with it, because I don't know.
But, you know, it makes you think that, what's his name, Billy Joel? Mm. Billy Joel is Music Mario.
Oh, he's Music Mario.
Yeah, he kind of is. And on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I'm Alistair George William Trumbly Virtual.
ATB, you got a great podcast called...
Thank you so much.
Two in the Think Tank. I was going to say special.
Sure, it is.
Do you also have three very good specials that I watched?
Well, of course,
all
Magma
of.
And...
Well, thank you for watching them.
I've watched them all. They're great, yeah.
Yeah, they're all on YouTube. If like one's Magma, one's Teleport, and the other one's My Client is Innocent.
All very, very funny stuff. I watched all of them pretty much. I think I released them. I watched them the day they were individually released.
I watched them all back-to-back recently.
Whoa,
yeah. They're good fun. They're really
crazy.
Fun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's on the Stupid Old channel, I believe.
Yeah, two of them are, and then one of them was filmed by Not Stupid Old, and then Evan didn't think it was high enough quality filming to put it on the thing.
Right. Which one was that?
My Client is Innocent.
Okay. Still worth the watch.
If you type in any of those words plus my name into the YouTube thing, they will come up.
There you go.
Yeah.
And they also listen to Two in the Think Tank.
Two in the Think Tank.
What episode are you up to now?
380s.
It's coming.
Eight, I think. Yeah, so we're only 12 weeks away from having to do the 400th episode.
Yep, we would do a what will probably be a 24-hour,
25-hour
podcast.
Yeah,
where you come up with 400 sketch ideas.
Yeah, and it's going to be nuts. We'll have you guys on, and it will be magnificent, and we can lose our minds. Last time, this is just a weird thing. As we were getting to the end...
You forgot my name last time.
Oh, man. I forget people's names that I know. And I'm like, okay, you know that I know your name.
I also had never met you before.
Then. Yeah, okay. So I'll
give you a free
pass. That was really lucky. But I like, you know Naomi Higgins? I constantly forget her name when I'm in her presence. And it's because I'm like, Naomi, you know that I know you, right? You know I know your name.
Mm.
I have no idea what it is right now.
Well, thank you very much for coming on.
See you in a few weeks.
Thank you. I can't wait to come back. See ya.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling hyaluronic C serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code SUMMER.